Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Thanks for hanging out for the entire 3 hours if you're hanging with us. Or if you're just chiming in, we appreciate you jumping on for the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining us. We didn't mention this at all in the last couple days, but I saw... You remember how we talked about Doug Gottlieb was going to be the head coach at Wisconsin Green Bay?
Yeah.
And he's going to keep doing broadcasting duties and coach basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's 3-24.
Had a big win, though.
They had a big win. They beat, I think, Wright State, I believe, to end a two-month losing streak. A two-month losing streak? Mm. It's not going so well for Doug Gottlieb at UW Green Bay. 3-24, riding a one-game win streak.
I hate it. I like Gottlieb. I hate it that he's suffering.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to be a Division I coach in any sport?
And then have a radio show?
Have a and more than just a radio show. It's not like he just pops in. I mean, he's like in charge of it. I mean, it's more than 2 hours. So, I mean, I couldn't imagine.
He's got to prepare for it.
Yeah, from noon, from 6 to 11, I'm off, guys. I got to do my radio stuff and prep stuff for that. Make comments. Know what's going on around. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to coach a basketball team. Division I.
Are you suggesting he bit off more than he can chew?
I don't.
Is that his record suggesting that he bit off more than he could chew?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I would have a hard time thinking that if it was some other coach that they would be, you know, above 500. I think their talent level probably doesn't say that. But to be better and to be fair to the players.
Right.
I mean, you have to. Can you imagine if all of a sudden just Every morning, Fred met us in here for 3 hours and did some prep work, you know, and then came in and hung around with us afterwards and had a donut, you know, and then all of a sudden, I got to get going. Bryce is texting me. The gym's not open. Wants to shoot around. I got to get over there.
There's no carryover between the jobs.
No.
There's none.
There's none. There's no.
Is there any carryover at all?
No, but it also just further, it's a further testament that, hey, he's a respected analyst. You know, not just a radio show. When he was on doing TV broadcasts, he was respected as doing analyst for basketball. Also, was a good player at Oklahoma State. So it's very difficult to coach. This just confirms that yes, you know a lot about basketball, Gottlieb. We know that, but coaching is extremely hard.
Yeah. Why did the AD allow that?
It's almost I imagine it was probably the word was he always wanted to coach, so they probably got him for less money. And he said, okay, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to keep my other job because I can't afford to just stop doing this and then doing this. And then
probably making a lot of
money. And the school got free what? Publicity. A lot of free publicity out of this deal. Has it went well?
Hasn't
no.
Helped.
But they did get a lot of free publicity off of this.
What's the record?
3-24.
3-24. And they just had a big win.
Yeah, they were 2-24.
Do you have the three wins, Jake?
Let me get that real quick. Yeah.
Wright State is one of them.
Just beat them, I know.
Just beat them, and it is a classic game. Just
hang on a second.
One for the ages. Imagine the crowd on that.
There is no carryover. It would be hard. Yeah. That'd be very difficult.
You know, you were talking about the crowds and what that's like. Imagine what the crowd's like there. Was it Dari Noka? Is that correct? From Oklahoma. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think he was the one. I hope I'm not wrong. I'm almost sure that he got after Oklahoma pretty good. Said that they're the arena's terrible. no one's at the games. And they're like at that bubble of first four out. First, they're right there on that bubble.
Was he on a radio show?
What's that? I don't know where it was. I just happened to read it. I didn't see it, but I read it. And he was like, he goes, this is terrible. I mean, what the arena was like, the energy. It has been that way for the year. So it always just gets you back to just be so thankful for what Nebraska has.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for the fan base.
I mean, UW-Green Bay, again, 3-24. They were 1-2 at one point. They won their third game. They beat Western Illinois 87-73.
So they're feeling good.
Actually, they were 2-4.
2-4.
So they lost 20 straight games.
Yeah.
They beat Southern Illinois Edwardsville.
All right, three man weave. Let's go.
They had not won a game until this Sunday since November 19th.
Bill knows this.
November 19th.
Anybody knows this. 20 straight losses will mess with you.
Yes. When you're warming up and you're going like, we're not going to win this. We're going to get beat again. 20. And we're playing in front of about 100 people.
That will mess with your psyche. 20 straight
no one
losses.
Will pay for that. People will go to high school games to a team that's 500. There's kids, there's grandparents, there's interest, there's school spirit, whatever. They're not going to, the students aren't going to see Wisconsin Green Bay, and they've lost 20 straight.
20 straight.
I'm looking at, now this is always inflated, but the attendance for the game against Wright State was 1,700 in Green Bay.
Yeah, so you know, inflated.
700.
Yeah, tops. I wouldn't make 700.
And I misspoke. There's actually a 21 game losing skid they snapped. So they had not won a game since November 14th.
Also, it would have to affect Gottlieb as a personality on radio / because if you say anything even somewhat critical, someone's going to push time out.
Ah, you lost 21 straight, right, Doc. Yeah.
And you're telling me what has to happen.
Clean up your own backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, we're talking about what's going on at this school, and then you got this. That'd be horrible.
Okay, that's spinning in a pot. What school is this again?
Wisconsin Green Bay.
Now you could spin it positive in this way. He's battling through adversity. Yes, hopefully he's keeping a sense of humor on the air. But you're right. By the way, yeah, criticizing people. Hard to do.
Yeah, very hard to say anything. Just kind of report the news.
Yeah.
Just report the news. That's it. Well, I don't know if Florida's doing what I think they should be doing. Really? Really? So it'd be a lot of those. It's a very interesting story.
It really is. And Gottlieb's an interesting guy. He's very opinionated.
Very, yes.
I like him.
I do too. I've always enjoyed whenever he's on. I listen. And I'd catch him on random things. I wasn't like I'm going to listen to the Gottlieb show. No, but I'd listen to him, different things that pop up.
Yeah, he's one of those analysts, Jake, that I would say is obnoxious, but that's sort of why you like him. He's obnoxious.
We're looking at Jake. Jake's looking.
I'm looking at, I believe LeBron James has chimed in on the situation with Doug Gottlieb.
Okay, this is interesting.
There's a tweet by College Basketball Report that said Doug Gottlieb and Green Bay have not won a game in 3 months. They're 2-24. That was prior to the win. And LeBron says, earned two, not given. Got to give him credit, though, with about 8,000 crying and laughing emojis.
I'm sorry. You got to read that again.
Earned to not given. Got to give him credit, though. Yeah. I'm not sure what that means. But number one, LeBron is calling him out.
Yeah. Calling him out?
Yeah. Making fun of Gottlieb. It's a mess. I can't imagine being the head coach, him being the head coach, and just got to be miserable.
No, I couldn't imagine. And like you said, anytime you think it's like, okay, that's, you know, it's pretty easy, jump in there, give it a shot. First of all, it's hard to get a shot, but just you'd be shocked at how difficult it is. Just like we would be shocked at other jobs.
Now,
so like those are really hard.
Yeah,
I did not see this. This is even more recent. Apparently, Doug Gottlieb missed one of the team's practices in the skid to be in New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl. He was at Radio Row at the Super Bowl and missed a practice for Wisconsin Green Bay. You signed this guy to be your head coach, you knew this.
It's all agreed to, so the AD can't say a word. This was all written down. Okay, so if I have this certain whatever request for my other job, I can miss things here at the university.
I mean, some of this comes off as us, you know, it's hindsight. We can poke holes in it now that it's not working.
Incredible would it be if it did work? Imagine all of a sudden getting the NCAA tournament and he's also still being a radio. That'd be incredible. That would be like, that'd be one of those stories of the ages.
Let's see if he can turn it around. Yeah. He could have the last laugh in all this, right?
I just wonder how much, you know.
Jake, what, he could have the last laugh.
I'd be surprised.
Like, what kind of contract did he sign? How, I mean, I think, can they do it? Can you do it again next year? Can you play it back? Hey, listen, like, we're all right. We won three. Yeah, we won a couple of the games. We were close, so we're right there. Chance to win five. And we're going to go with the same method, and we think this is going to work.
So no. He signed a five-year contract in May of 2024.
Okay. Okay.
This is $215K a year, up to $270 in year five.
Okay. So this is his first season.
Yes.
Yes.
It's his first year, and they're 3-24.
Yeah. Well, let's
see. If they lose out, I mean, we've seen a lot of coaches go one and done and fired.
Fired.
They'd be like 3-30 at that point if they lose out. How could you retain him?
Would you one way you would retain him is say you can coach here, but you got to lose that radio show.
And I don't think he would say, I don't think he'd do that. Yeah. He skipped a practice to go to Radio Row.
No, that's not a good look.
At the Super Bowl.
That's not a good look.
No. Coach, now, why's the gym locked?
Now, let me do this thing where I play
practice at?
Johnny Cochran, I'll defend him. You have assistants. Assistants will handle it. Well, the guys, I'm going to be gone.
They had a good practice, probably.
Assistants will handle this practice.
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I mean, it can work. It's not a good look, but it's not like he's the only coach. I mean, there's assistants. What if he was ill?
Yeah. So not.
I just couldn't imagine that conversation. Hey, where's coach at? He's at the Super Bowl.
Radio Row.
He's doing radio. Come on, man. What do you do that?
If you see him and you're in an 18 game losing streak and he's having fun in New Orleans.
Yeah. New Orleans. Not out on Bourbon Street. Yeah.
Not a good look.
Talking to a bunch of. No. That would be a little bit different.
Not great for Gottlieb there. Okay, before we get to break, I want to make sure I bring this up. I saw this from CBS Sports. They were going through a couple different transfer portal classes. They were giving assessments of 6 different ones. By the way, if you don't know that 24/7 Sports has their rankings of the classes, LSU number 1 in the portal.
Where's Nebraska?
Nebraska's number 11 according to the 24/7 Sports portal. But they say the most intriguing class is North Carolina at number 14, understandably so, in the first year of Bill Belichick. They brought in a center from Holy Cross, a couple guys on the offensive line, and quarterback Ryan Brown from Purdue.
Don't remember him.
Was he the guy that helped him play when they almost beat Illinois this year in the comeback when Hudson Card went out with injury?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
Okay. Best in the trenches, LSU, number 1 overall class in terms of what they... Also, they got Jamari Butler. To LSU, of course. They list him in here.
They call him the CBS Sports article calls him intriguing. He has intriguing upside, Jamari Butler.
Absolutely.
They also, there's some confusion in the article, as you noticed, Jake.
What are you confused by?
LSU, it says LSU brought in edge rushers Patrick Payton from Florida State and Jack Pyburn from Florida. Later in the story, it says Texas Tech brought in brought in those players.
I don't see that.
Unless, no, hold on. Maybe they caught it.
I think they changed
it. They caught it.
Yeah, they changed it. Yeah, they caught it.
They caught it. They caught the air.
But
somebody caught the air.
Texas Tech, however, is number three in four classes. Yes.
How do you explain that, Bill?
Well, they have a billionaire. Okay. They do. They have that, and they have at least the perception is, they have a very good GM. It was noted that that Notre Dame tried to at least talk to him. I know they interviewed him for it to be the GM after the GM from Notre Dame went to USC, which again is somewhat odd. I know the weather's nicer and those things are better, but you know, you're at Notre Dame, you're just in the national championship game and you're hanging on like crazy at USC.
Jake, they did not change it.
Yeah.
Mine hasn't changed.
Mine says edge defenders Patrick Payton.
I see that now. They don't have them tagged in there.
Yes, edge defenders Patrick Payton.
Which one did they go to? Where'd they go?
The LSU.
It's a big
Texas
difference
Tech.
on where your ranking is. If you have two defensive ends that are really good, sign with one
I
place.
Do see that now. What is that all about?
Okay.
Where are they?
Okay, but Texas Tech, I guess, I'm not positive now after this little snafu, but Texas Tech got Quentin Joyner, that USC running back, was good. He was good against Nebraska. Number three, Texas Tech. Interesting.
And then also a couple more. Most underrated, South Carolina at number 13. Mm-hmm. They added Air Noland from Ohio State at quarterback. Huh. Air Noland.
Great name.
He won't be the starter, though, right?
No,
they said he could be the future. Future of the program. Yeah. They got a running back from Utah State, Rasul Faison, and a cornerback from NC State, also Brandon Sims. I'm just still stunned that Texas Tech is third in the portal rankings. They got that many good players.
That's shocking. But you have a billionaire. They had a plan, well organized, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's the same place. They did not make the tournament last year in softball. I think they had a losing record, and they got the number one player.
That's right.
The pitcher from Stanford to come there for $1 million to Texas Tech.
It could kind of get weird at Texas Tech. I mean, what if Texas Tech trots out a team that basically looks like Georgia now, right?
That'd be kind of cool. I'd love that in the outpost of Lubbock.
I mean, that's what they're going for. I've never seen it at Texas Tech. I mean, they were good. They got good under Leach, remember?
Yeah.
They had Crabtree.
How could you forget that?
Yeah, they had a run that was was.
We love it.
But again, like I said, like bodies up front, mass.
Right.
They're not
Didn't have that.
You watched them last year.
Air raid.
I mean,
Air raid.
They rallied their season back, but then they won like their first game like in double or triple overtime to an FCS team.
Yep. Abilene Christian, I think it was.
Yeah. And the next game they got crushed by something. They gave up a bunch of points. Then all of a sudden they kind of got right and he kind of rallied them up a little bit.
I'd like to see that in this new era. I'd like to see a team like Texas Tech rise up to the level where they do look like that, like an SEC power, like where they come out on the field and you're like, wait a second, what's this?
Well, it'd be interesting like that.
They've changed.
Right. Did you ever interview Garrett McGuire? The is he coaching running backs?
Yes, I did. I interviewed him a couple times, including last summer in Houston.
I just wonder what he thinks the team looks like.
I didn't ask him about
what does Texas Tech look like compared to Nebraska.
He was still at Nebraska.
Yeah. I just wondering what the conversation would be like when you go to certain places.
Yeah, if you got him off to the side and said, what's it look like comparatively? I think Texas Tech, if it's going to happen.
He would be very guarded. It'd be different than what happened at Florida State when there was a conversation about what are the two teams look like from that was a past player that was there. But I'm sure he'd be very guarded and commenting. But it'd be fun conversation off air. Or off the right, just kind of think, what do you think of the two teams when you looked at them?
I mean, Nebraska's a pretty good-looking team now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I wonder what the talent, how the talent between Texas Tech and Nebraska stacks up right now. I would like to think Nebraska's more talented, better physically, bigger, you know, better looking roster, right? Wouldn't you think so?
Absolutely.
You would hope so, right? But Texas Tech is
right
doing
now,
some weird
stuff. Right
now,
I know this. If you were playing Texas Tech, you'd be concerned.
Ah.
Got some talent.
If they were number two, and they're the, hey, we're opening it up down at Tech.
Oh.
You'd be like, whoa. This is going to be hard.
Lubbock.
It's going to be hot. They're throwing tortillas. This is going to be something.
No, it'll be a tough game.
Yeah, tough game.
I think anybody would, I think, yeah, I think for sure. Right now, there's not too many Power Four teams I wouldn't say that about. Like if Nebraska were going to play Cincinnati in Cincinnati, I'd say that's going to be tough. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a four-quarter game, right?
Cincinnati?
Yeah. I'm still saying
on the road, sure.
Yeah, I
don't think so.
What do you think the spread is for that game in KC? What's your guess? I know it's a long ways away.
I don't think it's out yet. Is it?
What would you guess the spread to be? 13, I know it's not out.
Throw pizza against the
13. Throw pizza at 13 and a hook.
No, not that.
That
high.
Seems high.
Not that
that's
high.
A little high.
No, I'd go six and a half at the most.
I don't know. Touchdown. Ooh, that's a 90-10 crowd. That's a 90-10 crowd.
God, a 7-6 team that was in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, what was Cincinnati? They were worse.
Were they 4-8 last year?
They were worse. They have been bad under Satterfield.
They looked horrible.
They got a quarterback back, though.
Had a near-death experience in Lubbock.
You did?
Close, yeah. Back in the day, you could scout. And so my first time at Nebraska, they sent me to Texas Tech to scout the game.
What year?
And this would have been about 1990 or 91.
Ooh, early in Bill's career.
Early in the year. So there's a home game. I missed a game. So I'm down in Lubbock, and I get down there they fly me in there Thursday night. So I'm there all day Friday. The game's not until Saturday night. But on Friday, I go over and meet with the people, how I'm going to get in and do what I'm going to do. Then I went for a run, and I was running all the time, and I got lost.
Uh-oh.
And I got so lost. I finally had to stop a lady and drink out of her hose. She was outside. I stopped her. I said, is it okay if I drink out of your hose?
Then
can you please point me to any idea where this Marriott's at, this hotel that I'm at? So she goes, yeah. She goes, you're a long ways off, man. I was completely got turned
around. Ran for this
point? I ended up running. It was 110 degrees. Think about that. It's still August in Lubbock.
I love it.
And I just said, it was just.
That's awesome.
Remember I finished, had the shirt tied around my head. Looked like Chevy Chase in Vacation.
You were way off course.
Oh, way off course. Completely off course.
God bless that lady.
Yeah. She, I finally go, can I get a drink from your hose? She goes, yes, you turned it on for me. I go, and she goes, oh, wow, you're a long ways from there. She goes, just boom, boom, and then give me direction. I just took off. But it was rough.
Were you downtown?
Near death experience.
Were you staying in a Marriott downtown?
I wasn't very far from the campus. I remember that. It wasn't far from campus.
That's maybe not downtown.
I don't know if it's a Marriott or not.
Because
I was just saying,
how would you miss downtown?
Yeah, I don't know, but I did.
You can see
lost.
The high rise.
There's not many high rises.
Well, there are.
Not many.
It's about the size of Lincoln.
Yeah, not many high rises.
I'm very interested.
You're laughing
in this
at
story.
My near-death experience.
I am. I'm
me.
Laughing because I could see it happening to me.
Yeah,
I'm just lost. I have no idea where.
No idea. I wasn't even close. If I would have kept running, I was running directly away from the hotel. Away from the hotel.
You're going the wrong direction. Now,
when you're listening to music that time, this is old school Walkman.
Walkman.
Yeah, this is the yellow Walkman with the foam ears.
You're probably in a great spot for a while, and then all of a sudden, oh God, where the hell am I?
Yeah,
just running aimlessly here.
Now you're just running with your phone, so you just stop your phone.
GPS
takes me right back. No, there you're just like,
you're screwed.
Then you do the stupid part. It's like I'm just gonna keep running a little bit. I think it'll make sense up here. And it didn't make sense up here. It didn't make any sense.
Then there's terror that sets in.
Terror sets in, yes. You have no ID,
right.
No money,
right.
And you're dehydrated.
Right.
And the sun is blazing down on you.
Good trifecta. Well,
yes.
That's awesome.
I'd have rather been tased.
Go to Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank today. It's going to start here at 8:44. Be alert. First person getting the shot.
Hey, everybody. Got to fill out the paperwork. You're not eligible.
You're not going rogue on this. Right. You don't do the paper.
Tamara will check your paperwork.
Yes. She will. When we come back.
How would you not laugh every time? In the face.
What was that movie, Jake? What was the movie?
Oh, that's a
Superman.
No. When he gets tased in the face,
yeah, it's one of the. Jake.
Jeez, I'm trying to get that.
Jake.
Text The Hangover.
Hangover.
Oh, Hangover. There we go.
It's so
in the face.
He takes it right to the forehead.
Incredible part of the movie.
When we come back, we have a rant in college basketball that's not Mick Cronin. Somebody else is ranting.
Cronin's just getting along with everybody.
We'll play the audio next, an early break on the ticket.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.